And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper!
Hello!
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this week's show is not as advertised. If you were listening last week, you'd know that I plan to do a Punker Pages special this week. But what I realised was I've got a couple of label specials to do. Four, in fact. So what I'm doing is I'm making May a label special month. And the Punker Pages label special will follow. It follows in May. So we'll have 4 weeks in a row of label specials, and they just look brilliant. But there was other stuff that I wanted to get on the show this week anyway, and it's all worked out all right. And it's going to kick off right now. As promised last week, one of the bands we said we'd get on soon were the Durellas. Here they are, Freak Show. Is the Durellas, Tony, from
nice.
Their album Hollywood Monsters, which I do have at my disposal, but I've put down, so here it is. They're from Brighton, they're mental. And what I want to know is, Tony, what is their MySpace page?
myspace.com/TheDurellas.
No, it's not. It's myspace.com/TheDurellas1, the number one. Which means that they probably fucked up the first profile. We know how it works.
Yeah.
Or they accidentally didn't put it on a music page or something. I did that with one of mine. Excellent album. Glam rock at its best, at its finest. I might have got a gig for them. I'm trying to work it out. I might be able to get them up to my next Dolly Remixer show. The one that we did yesterday, I'll tell you about later on in the show. Yes, it did feature. What were Bridget Handy and the Dark Shadows, but they've shortened the name to the Dark Shadows.
Oh, right, okay.
Yes, they did stay in my flat.
Yeah, excellent.
You're listening to the Chup Tups underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
Okay.
Now, I'm doing everything in a bit of a different order this week. It's not... Things haven't gone wrong. I'm just doing it in a different order, all right? So I'm going to start off by telling you what's happening this Sunday, because it's a bit of a big thing for me this Sunday. Well, it's not like that, but it's quite cool. The final of the Bedfordshire New Comedian of the Year competition takes place on Market Hill in Luton Town Centre, 2 o'clock, Sunday afternoon, as part of Luton Arts Festival. And that we've got 11 acts. They're all really good. And, well, I've got a window from 2 till 6, basically. So it'll probably start about 2:30 and finish about 5:30. But it looks like it's going to be really, really good. And if you are in the Luton area, please do try and get along. It's free. It's part of the festival. There's band stages as well. There's all sorts going on over the weekend. And it just looks like it's going to be really good. I'm a little bit worried about it being Luton Town Centre.
Right.
But because it's a bit like it's a bit like doing it in Mansfield Town Centre.
Yeah.
You know, there's gonna be an idiot. You know, there is gonna be an idiot at some point. But the way it's done, it's up these steps and it's big like concrete amphitheatre thing. So it's kind of closed off a bit, and it's near to Debenhams, if you know Luton.
Okay. No.
So, well, no, I didn't mean you personally, Tony. I meant people that might have come.
Okay.
but thanks. And then when that's finished, I'm going up to Bedford. Because at night in Bedford, as part of Simon Munnery's world tour of Bedford, which is really interesting what he's done. He's a Bedford lad, and he did Alan Parker, the Urban Warrior, and the League of Tedium. He's done all sorts of things. You'd recognise him.
Right, okay.
And he said he sent out this fantastic press release to pretty much every venue in Bedford and said, look, I've been slepping around the country for years, and you go up, you do a gig, it goes really well, but a year later, everyone's forgotten you. I thought, this is a waste of time. I'm just going to do Bedford. So he's just doing, in May, in the same way we're doing label specials, he's just doing every different sort of venue in Bedford. And he's calling it a world tour because he's doing the Jamaican Centre, he's doing a curry house, he's doing a Chinese takeaway, he's doing everything. But the first gig of the whole lot is at the gig where I do, at The Pad on Lurk Street. And it also features Mushy Bees, the hilarious non-gender-specific cartoon poet who featured at Dolly Mixer last night. I'll tell you about him in a bit. Darshan Sangrajka, and I'm proud to say I'm the only compere to ever get his name right, and he's excellent. And the Ewes Valley Singles Club, who've played there before, and they do sort of local Bedford songs and that. They do a song called I'm a Rascal, I'm a Bedford Rascal, I'm a Rascal, I'm a Bedford Rascal, and that's In My Bedford Rascal, and stuff like that. And anyway, they're excellent. That gig is £8 to get in, £6 members. The £8 includes entrance to what's happening afterwards, and it's got a sort of an after show party, if you like, which is a club night, but it's an alternative music specialist, the A to Z of 70s and 80s alternative music. So it is going to attract an older crowd. My main problem is that's from 10:30, 10:45 when the comedy finishes. It's £4 to get into that after 10:30 if you haven't come to the comedy first. So basically you can come to the comedy and that for £8, £6 if you remember. But they've asked me to DJ, and I know I'm going to be leathered. And I said, well, look, I'll maybe do the first hour. So it is going to be all classic 80s alternative. It's going to be Sisters of Mercy, Bauhaus, Stray Cats, Soft Cell, you know, that sort of thing. It's going to be excellent. The whole night is going to be brilliant. And I've already done 4 hours in Luton in the afternoon. It's a potential crisis for me. But it will be really, really good fun. And if you'd like to see a grown man cry, I suggest you try and stay there until midnight, when you'll see me falling over, not being able to speak, and generally embarrassing myself. So that was what I wanted to talk about in this first section, because I thought I'll never get all that out at the end of the show, because we always end up having other things to talk about, don't we? So I thought, I'll get that done now.
Okay.
So that's all there. For more information about the evening gig, it's on the Facebook... is it a Facebook group? I can't remember. There's a Facebook event. If you type in the Last Minute Comedy Club, you'll find it. You'll find it for Bedford. There's more information there. And there's also, if you type in the A to Z of alternative music, you'll find it as well. So definite options to see me in either Luton or Bedford next week. One's free in the afternoon, one's £8 at night. They're both going to be absolutely brilliant. So please, if you do get a chance, get down. I've finished. Have you got anything you want to say before I get on with the next track?
Nope, let's crack on with it.
Right. Well, let's crack on indeed, because as promised. Now, we were just promising various things to people in general, weren't we? But last week. But yeah. As well as the Derellas, who I believe the Derellas asked for, we also have got. I've got for your delectation now the Sawyers family, as requested by the Sawyers family. Now, we had indeed played Pocket Rocket before. If you remember, they said, yeah. Will you play Pocket Rocket or Porn for the People? We played Pocket Rocket, so we're going to play Porn for the People in a second. Well, I want to know first, Tony, what is the Sawyers family's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheSawyersFamily?
No, MySpace.com/TheSawyersFamilyBand. Can't help thinking they probably fucked up the first profile. so that's probably being internet too, Tony Neil. This is Porn for the People.
You got one choice, boy! Sex of the song!
The Sawyers family. If you are a regular listener to this show, you'll know that so far you haven't really heard any punk rock, but I'm sure you'll agree you are hearing some mental music, and it's going to keep going as well. I said to you, Tony, once again, none of the songs are supposed to make any sense in terms of the one before or the one after, etc., etc., etc. But it just has got that, as usual, weird asymmetry about it, and I'll explain why later on if you don't guess. But anyway, it's just worked out fine. Now, you're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. Have you got any Podcast Alley comments?
I do. Just thank you for all your comments so far, but we've had a very, very quiet April. I think we've had 9 comments so far all month, which is really low for us. We normally get at least about 30. So please do vote for us. I know it's the end of the month, and I normally say hold off your vote, but no, vote for us.
Vote this week and vote next week.
Exactly. So go to punkyradio.com. The top of the screen is an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter email address and a subject and a comment if you so wish, because we'll read them out. And please do leave your comments. It's always nice to be in the top 50 podcasts on there, and we enjoy reading the comments out, so do keep them coming. And here are the top 5. Nearly caught up. Punky is guaranteed to make even the most miserable git smile. Unless you're a Kittenblurred. Kittenblurred!
Kittenblurred! Kittenblurred!
From Insane Star.
Oh, Insane Star.
Insane Star. Punky's great. Punky's
She's
great.
She's going to get it one of these days.
Oh, really? Punky's great. Punky's great. Dave Fitz.
I'm sorry, not necessarily off me.
Oh, okay. I thought that was just an admission.
I'm sorry, Dave Fitz. I talked over that. Sorry, Tony.
This punk is great, Dave Fitz. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you very much, Dave.
We're not holding on to anything, including our cocks.
Well, hang on a minute.
Okay.
It's not Dave, is it? Because Dave Fitz is actually Mike Fitzgerald,
is it?
Isn't it? Yeah, I think so. Thank you, Dave Fitz, podcasty people type. I keep forgetting to. I'm a bad man, sorry.
We're not holding on to anything, including our cocks. Let the other podcast do that. Attention all piss mops, crotch goblins, midget munchers, panheads, punchkins, and any other sort of fans of Punky. It's time to march Punky right to the top of Podcast Alley. Too long have lesser podcasts dominated. Therefore, we're going to vote and we're going to advance. We're going to grab those wank stain on the Duvet Society podcasts by the nose, and we're going to kick them in the crotch. We're going to kick the hell out of them all the time, and we're going to go through them like crap through a goose. So get off your asses and vote for Punky. Do it now, panheads. From Cybercrime. Thank you,
well,
Cybercrime.
Thank you very much, Cybercrime, but sadly, no one's fucking listening to you.
Exactly. I think you just came and scared everyone off Podcast Alley.
It's just not happening.
We appreciate the sentiment. Ooh, Punky. Love the lovely conversations of semi-foul language, bagging on each other and laughing about stupid twats each week, and the wonder of how much time I'm actually going to be laughing rather than listening in this psychotic world. Oh, I almost forgot about the music. It's punk-tastic. Love it, guys. By the way, what's up with Rattling Bone from Shaggy's Music?
Yeah, I don't understand that.
No.
What is up with Rattling Bone? Do you mean, why does he sound like Tom Waits in a bad mood?
I don't know.
I don't either, but I have got now, finally, I have got my arse into gear a bit over the last week, and I finally bought a flash drive add-on extra memory stick thing to my crappy laptop.
All right.
Which means there's now enough memory on it for me to be able to record CDs again. And I am in the process of making myself a best of Punky.
Oh, okay.
Just for me in the car and that. And,
yeah.
Rattling Bones on it.
Nice. I don't know what he means by that. Maybe.
I don't know. He might just mean, what the fuck's that? That's mental. I don't know what he's talking about. So okay. Perhaps you could vote again and tell us.
Exactly. Another comment would be much appreciated. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Explain yourself.
Yeah. And finally, taking the mic. By microphone problems, did you mean the wire wasn't long enough to reach the bathroom? Sound like Paulie was recording the episode while sitting on the crapper. Pants round his ankles, laptop on his knee, and dongle in hand. Still, the show must go on and all that. Arstus. From Rastus, Arstus, Arstus, Rastus.
Yeah, I am very sorry about that. That was a shockingly bad show in terms of being able to hear what we were saying. Well, what I was saying.
Well,
the music was brilliant, so you got the music. So.
You sound so warm now, though.
I'm glad.
That's it for Podcast Alley.
Well, what an excellent job. Well done, my friend.
Thank you.
Now, this band we played last week, and we're playing them again. That's mental. This is The Royal Heist. That's The Royal Heist, Tony, from their new album Midnight in the Garden, which is available for download now. We heard about them through Moxie Star, I mentioned last week. Midnight in the Garden, of course, not to be confused with In the Night Garden.
Right.
Because The Royal Heist, Midnight in the Garden, that track, Dance with the Devil, I don't believe would involve the Pinky Ponk, the Ninky Nonk, the Ponty Pines, or Macapacapoo, Macapaca.
Oh, you know them all.
I don't think Iggle Piggle or Oopsie Daisy would be involved in going to a Royal Heist gig. But anyway, what I want to know is, Tony, what is the Royal Heist MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheRoyalHeist.
It is. It's Tony 1, Paulie B the Internet 2. And you listen to Dead 60s underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. I want to tell you a little bit about what I did last weekend, because I was just mental. It was St. George's Day on Friday. Did you do anything for it?
No, didn't, unfortunately.
That's what I feel about that, Tony.
Fair enough.
I did. I had a night off, and I went down the Victoria pub in my St. George's Day shirt and turned a few heads, let me tell you. Walked in, and I drank Green King IPA beer, a very English brew on this most English of days, and until, I don't know, until about what time. Oh, well, then I bumped into Stinksman and Polly, two people that I haven't maybe mentioned on the show much before, but they're friends of Felix's and become friends of mine. And they were drinking white wine, so and they were skinned, and I went, I'll get another bottle. And it was like £7 for a bottle of white wine in a pub.
Nice.
In Hitchin. Fucking marvellous. £7.20 well spent. So I sat down and necked another bottle of wine with them.
Oh dear.
And then I thought, I know what I need to do. I need to, if I'm going to celebrate this properly, I need to go to Steve's pub. So I went into town to, I was going to a taxi rank, but then I phoned up my mate Taxi Josh. He said it'd be 15 minutes. So I nipped into Bombora for one. And had a vodka and soda in there. So I'm now on the Russian drink. So I've had English drinks, and then I was on some French white wine, and then I was on a Russian drink. And then he showed up. He gave me a lift over to... Steve had sent me a text, which I thought... which said, you're welcome over, but it's potential bedlam.
Okay.
Now, this is about 10:45, I got this text. And I looked at it and couldn't really see it properly and thought he said, it's pandemonium. And I went, that's exactly the kind of night I want. Pandemonium. So I just got straight over there, and it wasn't. It was potential bedlam. A very different thing. So anyway, it got absolutely stuck into all the booze I could possibly handle from all over the world. Shots from Poland and whatever. And then we finished up when he got rid of everyone about 2:30 in the morning, and we ordered a curry. Right. A curry to finish that most English of dishes for St. George's Day. And it got me thinking, Tony.
Did it?
Sex in the City style, if you can imagine me sat typing away at a word processor as I say this. That St. George's Day is tarred with a brush, isn't it? As being something that the flag of St. George was stolen by the racists and the BNP and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But I thought about what I did over the day and also did a bit of research into the legend, the myth and the fact of St. George himself. And St. George was Turkish. He was allegedly fought the dragon in Libya. He'd been in the Roman army in some capacity and had refused to kill Christians or torture Christians, which is one of the reasons that he was taken on board as a saint. So he's got all that going on. Now, add to that, he's also the patron saint of Germany.
Is he?
Yep, and I think he's the patron saint of Moscow. And he's the patron saint of Catalonia and various cities around Europe. So he's a real international figure. Add that into the fact that over the night I had English beer, French wine, Russian vodka, German beer at one point, and then a curry. I think St. George's Day is one of the most multicultural days you can possibly have, and embraces the mongrel nation that is England. In that, you know, we are from all over the place, and I think the flag represents it. I think you couldn't get the US claims to be a melting pot. I think we've got a melting pot right here.
Wow,
that was quite a long sentence.
It was.
Now, then on Saturday I did a gig in Stoke, and they were all right.
Not the same then.
No, but it was a great gig. It was really, really good fun. And then Sunday, Dolly Remixture, which was just fantastic. I'll tell you a little bit about it now. In a nutshell, it wasn't particularly well attended, which is a real shame, because we had two excellent burlesque dancers in the shape of Cherry Blossom and Kitten Von Strumpet, whose photographs of the night are already appearing. We had Mushy Bees, who was just brilliant. And the Magic Act, you know me, I don't really like magic. Mm. But the Magic Act, he was a good old... I introduced him as... I said, you know, I don't like magic. He went, yeah, I like this bloke. He's like proper magic from the olden days. Do you remember Ali Bongo? Right? And I go,
no.
Yeah. And Drake Suprendi. Piff Paff Poof. Right, fantastic. Right, and the thing is, he was a proper stage magician. He had a big red box that you put a girl in,
yeah,
and sliced her into three bits, and she vanished. And there's still a hand waving out the front of it. And then at the end of it, she gets out again. He's fucking, how's it done? I don't know.
Awesome,
proper magic. Then when all that's done, Bridget Hanley and the Dark Shadows went on, and were just terrific. and then they stayed in my flat. So it was just a great night, basically. There's only one more before some break on May the 23rd. Obviously, I'll have more about that in future weeks. If you're listening, that's not skanking. I thought the gig was on the 30th, and it's not. It's on the 23rd. So it means that I am now potentially available to go to Strummer Camp, and I'm going to sort it out. I'll be in touch with you ASAP. I've even got an inflatable mattress.
You got an inflatable what, sorry?
Mattress.
Ah.
Yeah, well, you're thinking I was a doll or something then.
Oh, it says inflatable radish.
I've got an inflatable radish.
I'm not quite sure what useful that would be, but...
Really? You got no idea at all? So, anyway, that's the long and short of it.
Okay.
That's what happened.
Cool.
It was all great. I'm going to get on with the next song.
Okay.
This is a band that I think I've sent to you and accused them of being called Subanex. But they're Subanez or Subane. And they've come through from Cyber PR. Thank you very much, Aerial Cyber PR. Resemblance.
That place where a citizen is sweeter than a dark embrace. Then you'll find you need to complete this story. But it comes and goes like a thousand faces. They all bear your resemblance. They all the fool you think it is and pushed away anything significant. But when you step back and look, you'll find the world you hate has left you behind. They are all bear your resemblance. They are all bear your resemblance. They are all bear your resemblance. Appreciated rots in desecration. I choose tonight your house of glass to shatter. Final peace doesn't matter. They all bear your resemblance. They all bear your resemblance. They all bear your resemblance.
I don't know a lot about this band, Tony. And okay. I've only just found them on MySpace, but they have got a MySpace page. I'd like to know what it is.
MySpace.com/Subanex?
No, it's Subanez, Tony. I just told you I sent you the wrong thing.
Okay.
Don't think I'd get away with that. Poorly Be the Internet 3, Tony Wan. It's spelled S-U-B-A-N-E-Z. If you're in America, S-U-B-A-N-E-Z. If you're in... oh, it doesn't matter. Right. I think he's a sort of one-man metal band.
Oh, okay.
I think. But anyway, remember the word resemblance, because it helps out with the asymmetry of the show and everything that's going on. I will explain all at some point. Now then, Tony, obviously, I said I'd do something in time for this week and I haven't done it. But I was wondering whether you've had any chance to look at a website called GoDaddy, and if you haven't, whether you'd like me to tell you a little bit about it to the tune of Chromosome 3.
I haven't. I'd love to hear something, though, about it.
Hey, good job I'm here.
Good.
Essentially, they're a web services provider, so when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are...
SSLs.
And increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart construction, and easy podcasting. So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything is laid out really simply on the site, and... if you type in the order code PUNKY7, that's...
PUNKY7?
Into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off any order not already discounted. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there's now a PUNKY8 code, that's...
PUNKY8!
Which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 35 nicker. It's a no-brainer. And why is that, Tony?
Because of their exchange rate, brother.
And there is now a PUNKY9 code, which gives you 30% off all .com domains. Hey, you Brits! Yet another code, PUNKY25, gives 25% off orders of over 65 quid. Buggeration! PUNKY20H, that's...
PUNKY20H?
Gives 20% off hosting plans, and PUNKY SSL, which is...
PUNKY SSL?
Which will give you a standard SSL certificate for just $12.99. I do realise I didn't ask you the PUNKY25 code, Tony. What was that?
It's PUNKY25.
There we go. So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. That was that.
Yeah.
So now I've got another band that start with an S, same as Subanez did. And you might have noticed that the first three bands we played, Tony, were The Derellas, The Sawyer's Family, and The Royal Heist. What's the common link there?
The?
Exactly. And now we've had a band called Subanez, which start with an S, and a track called Resemblance. They do resemble the next band, who are called Satanic Punk International Conspiracy, who also start with an S. The title of their song is called The Devil Made Me Do It, and the Royal High song is called Dance with the Devil. There is a resemblance between the two. The Devil Made Me Do It. We'll be right back.
ever seen a ghost made a deal with the devil at the old crossroads for a rock. He's screaming and disco beats. 200 beats per minute from Joseph Green. 200 beats per minute at a simple chord.
Satanic Punk International Conspiracy, SPIC, shortened to, abbreviated to, SPIC.
Nice.
Again, I don't know that much about them, but I do like them. I suggest you find out more. One way to do that would be to go to their MySpace page, which is...
MySpace.com/SPIC?
No, but it is abbreviated.
Okay.
I'm going to say it and then I'm going to spell it out. MySpace.com/ Sat Pun Int Con.
Right.
SATPUNINTCON. In other words, the first three letters of each word of Satanic Punk International Conspiracy, if that makes it easier. Right. You're listening to Guanabats underneath right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. Guanabats, of course, are our personal friends with Bridget Handley and the Dark Shadows. And me. And I'm going to be seeing Pip in Spain in a month and a half. How exciting. Oh, 2 months. How exciting. I can't wait to get the Psychobilly meeting again. Steph said she might come with a mate. Has she told you?
No.
Thought I'd drop that on you. Anyway, I don't think she will. Because I said to her, well, just if Tony can't make it or don't want to go, you just come anyway. She went, actually, that's not a bad idea.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm sorry you've only just found this out. I hope I haven't caused a domestic. I don't think she is coming, Tony. I think she was just being polite. Right. Now, here we are. I'm looking forward to this bit because I know we've got not one but two little bits of this section. The first thing I need to ask you is, do you have a gig?
Yes.
Does that mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide?
Oh!
I have one short one from Ross. On the Saturday, the 1st of May, so this Saturday, London's only death rock club, Dead and Buried, playing a unique mix of dark alternative music, but paying special attention to music from Italian, Spanish, and South American bands, with guest DJ Nephilim Babe from Luton's The Coven. And that's at the Cross Kings, which is on 126 York Way, London. That's £5 on the door.
It's a really good venue, the Cross Kings. Quite a few other things happen there. The Trash Lounge, that's part of the Trailer Trash Orchestra, they do stuff down there as well, and it's a good place. And I've always wanted to go to Dead and Buried, but I've never been able to, and once again, I can't this weekend. But it'll be very good if you're in central London and you like a bit of... If you're in central London and you like a bit of dark, but that does sound a bit wrong, yeah. If you're in central London and you like a bit of dark music or floor fillers to scare the pants off you, that is the place to go.
Okay.
So is that it?
That's it. That's the only one I've got. Yeah.
So that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide. Death rock. But,
yeah,
I understand that you may have a new feature that possibly has been suggested by a listener.
I do. So it's time for
Tony's International Gigs Guide. Daffodils.
So, as requested, I have looked up the Wales fixtures for the Wales international team.
Will you be explaining this, Tony?
Yeah.
For first time listeners?
So last week we had a suggestion that I could do a Gigs Guide. Obviously Ryan Giggs is a Welshman. And he plays for, or he did play for the national team. I don't think he plays for them anymore.
So he don't play friendlies.
I don't think he was in the squad anymore. I think he's retired.
Maybe not. Oh, retired from international football, quite possibly. Yeah.
Not that I've been reading up on the Welsh team, but I did notice that on another article on the site. and I also look at the fixtures. I don't think they're in the World Cup, or are they not?
Do you mean you don't think they are?
I don't know who is and who isn't. No, we are.
I don't know if the Welsh have ever qualified for a World Cup, have they? I don't know. They must have done at some point. So it's no real surprise they're not there.
No. So the only thing is they've got upcoming is a few friendlies.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I'm going to give you three different teams. So the under-19s male team are playing on Wednesday the 5th of May. And that's at home, and they play Northern Ireland. And on the 18th of May, the under-21s are playing.
Yeah, you say at home. What ground, Tony?
It's at the airfield in Broughton.
Broughton. There, Wales. Anyway.
Yeah.
Did you attempt Welsh then?
I did a little bit.
Was it pirate Welsh?
It was a little bit too much pirate, yeah. And then on the 18th of May, on Tuesday, they're playing away to Austria at the Heideboden Arena in Parma.
Heideboden is just a great place. The Heideboden Arena is brilliant. I still like the, sorry to interrupt, the best stadium in Austria, though, is the Wankdorf Stadium. They pronounce it Wankdorf, but it's basically the Wankdorf Stadium. I'm really wanked off about this. And it's on Wankdorf Strasse. As is Voodoo Rhythm Records, or it was. Oh, nice. I'm really wanked off about that. One is really wanked off about that. Sorry.
No. And the main team, the main squad, the A squad, are playing a friendly, obviously, away to Croatia on the 23rd of May, which is a Sunday, at the Stadion Gradski in Osijek, Croatia.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's very informative, Tony.
Thank you very much. And they're not in the World Cup, so there you go.
I'm sure Wales fans from around Europe will be very interested to have heard this new feature we have. It'll be an occasional feature.
Yeah, sure, clearly.
It's not going to be weekly, but no. I'd certainly look forward to the next instalment of Tony's International Geeks Guide. Whose court is this jacket?
It's lovely.
Very charismatic. Right. So, time now for something else, Fulham. This is from Japan Files. And again, I'm very excited about this, not least because I've forgotten to send you it. So you are going to have to do a bit of post-production here and put this in after the show. So it means that I know you haven't heard this song yet, Tony.
Yeah.
But I do want to know some information. It's by a band called The 50s High Teens.
Okay.
And do visit Japan Files. It's really, really good. It's an excellent way to get Japanese music on the cheap. And it's all really brilliant. I love it all. I've just made myself a... You make yourself a compilation CD. Just go round all the bands you like and pick a song you like off them and just build yourself a ridiculous compilation to scare your friends with. And it's mental. It's all brilliant stuff. And it's japanfiles.com. But they have got a MySpace page. What I want to know is, what is the 50s High Teens MySpace page?
myspace.com/the50s high teens.
No, myspace.com/the50s, that's 50, 50s high teens official. Paulie B and the internet 5, Tony 1.
Bollocks.
I'm liking it this week, love. I am liking it. This is End and Rond. We'll be right back.
Dark Shadows in my flat. Very happy. Carly, you have to lean forward a little bit for this. You are currently on a world tour. You've been struck by a volcano. You've already been around half the world. How's the tour going?
I'm still coughing up the ash.
Sorry. So far, so good. Yep, we're still alive. I live to tell the tale.
What's the best place you've been so far?
Kitchen.
That is the correct answer. Now tell me honestly, what's the best place you've been so far? What have you liked so far? Because it's a 2.5 month tour, am I right?
Yeah.
We're halfway through.
Well, London. Yeah. London was pretty cool.
London.
Bristol was fun.
With Vince Ray.
Yeah.
New York.
Yeah.
Bristol. California.
Hollywood. Yeah.
You're just shouting out the place you know now.
What was the best place you played so far?
You must have a favourite gig.
San Fran.
We played in Oakland, but we got to go down the Hate Ashford.
No, they're all good.
I'm sorry, I've been previous here. Would you just introduce yourselves to the listeners for Punky Radio?
I'm Brigitte.
I'm Ned.
I'm Carly.
Yeah, Ned's the bloke, he's the drummer. You were played beautifully by Mick Jagger. Your next trip is in a few hours' time when you have to leave here.
Yes.
So you got to go Dover, then to Calais, then you got to go and pick up a bass amp. Do you know where?
Somewhere in Belgium. It's an hour diversion because that bass amp.
There's only a band on the world tour that could go somewhere in Belgium. And when's your next gig?
The day after tomorrow. Yeah.
And where's that?
It's at Mascotti Club in Zurich.
Have you been to Switzerland before?
No. Oh yeah, we have. We played in Biel and what was that?
The Gaspé, but I don't know what town it was.
We played with the Peacocks, so it was really cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how have you found European audiences over audiences
really cool.
in Australia? Or does it make a difference?
I mean, everywhere you play, there's, you know, different people, different... I mean, but everywhere, like, we like going to all different places, and because of the different people and different cultures, and, you know, it's just fun playing music wherever we go.
What's the writing deal with the band now? Are you still in charge of the songs or the rest of... Because you've dropped the name Brigitte Handley and the Dark Shadows. You're now the Dark Shadows.
Yeah.
You've come together as a band and you settled on a lineup. Are you waiting for some input from the other members of the band?
Definitely. No, I mean, basically the band has evolved and it's sort of, you know, morphed into its own little thing. It's been a natural evolution and that's why we've become now the Dark Shadows. I think it felt the right thing to do.
Do you all have your favourite songs that you do live, or do you all kind of like the same thing? I know you work towards Alien Movies, which I was waiting for. and then you've got the songs for the encore. Does a set change each night?
We've got a few different sets. So depending upon how long we've got to play and, you know, where we're playing.
But do you have a favourite... How about you? Do you have a favourite song? Carly, what's your favourite number that you play yourself?
I actually like the fact that we have different moments in our set. So it's hard for me to pick a favourite one because I just... You know, because we kind of bring it down and we brought it up again. And I actually just like the flow of our set.
And
I
Ned.
Like the yeah.
Yes, love.
Is your favourite song the one that you're pretending to drum on but you're obviously not drumming on?
Oh, you mean the drum machine song?
Wow.
That was just so funny. I'm getting this in time. I'm just right here. So, do you have a favourite one to drum to, or do you just like them all?
I like Time to Fight Back.
And Brigitte.
Yes.
Is there one that you really can't wait to play, or is it just everything's all right?
Yeah, no, I enjoy just playing. I look at it as a whole show, an entire kind of performance, so I like the dynamic that we have, and it's fun. You know, I enjoy playing the sort of slower, more atmospheric songs, as well as the fast kind of rocking ones.
Okay.
So,
how long have you guys been with Bridge?
Brigitte and I met a while ago, and we kind of just hit it off, and we got each other, and Brigitte asked me to play bass with her.
And then you sacked the drummer that my co-host Tony fancied and got you in. How long has that been?
It's about maybe 3 years.
Three years.
Yeah.
Okay. And who's the best band you've ever worked with?
Lucky.
Because you
bought
Stray Cats, didn't you?
Yeah. That was amazing.
Oh, yeah, and Stray Cats. Pretty cool.
That was like a dream come true.
And Mark and Ramone. Mark and Ramone.
The Quakes.
I'm going to see the Quakes in a couple of months.
Yeah, I love the Quakes. We actually worked with Paul Roman on doing a cover of Portishead's Sour Times, and that was really pretty cool experience because... I've known Paul for a while and we've always talked about working together, and so he came up with the idea of doing the cover of that song and sent me the sort of a rough idea of it, and I did the vocals, and then he had the guitar and bass and all that kind of thing done, and Ned played the drums on it, and yeah, so it was a really cool experience.
And is there a band you really like to work with that you haven't done so far? Is there someone?
I like to play with the Horrors. I think they're pretty cool. I like that kind of darker stuff. And
New Model Army.
And yeah. Would you like Joe Dolce? What's a man you hate, got no respect? Is that who you really want? Ah, shut up, you face. Is that your? is that someone you'd really like to work with? Who would you like to work with, Ned? Sorry. Ned's enjoying a bishop's finger at the moment. So. Do you have a favourite band you'd really like to work with, or not at all, or just really glad to be here? You've had a shower and.
I don't know. I like playing with lots of different things.
You've had a muffin and a bishop's finger. You're a very lucky girl. I'm going to play a song by the band, one that we haven't played before, because I've got two of your EPs. Mm-hmm. You've got an album out as well. Is that available?
Available through Halbzeben Germany.
Is there a website there?
Yeah, there is. It's Halb-7.
Google it.
Something. Yeah, just Google
it. You just told me Google it.
Anyway.
Bloody women. Google it. Not going to argue with you.
Yeah, so basically it's a compilation of our two EPs that we released in Australia, but we did it just...
And a few extra tracks
as
well.
Yeah, there's a couple of bonus tracks on it. There's Sour Times, which is the one that I was talking about that we worked with, The Quakes. So.
And Mad at You.
Yeah, Mad at You, a Batmobile cover.
Should we play one of those two?
Yes.
Which one do you reckon?
Let's go for Sour Times.
Sour Times. Thank you very much, ladies. Have you changed mind?
Sour Times.
We're all right. I've got a feeling one of the members of the band might not be there in the morning. This is Sour Times. Competition.
Oh, yes.
We're going to do a competition which is for a T-shirt and...
A CD.
Which CD?
Both of our Australian EPs, the Identity EP and the Standoff EP.
Fantastic. So we've got a T-shirt and two CDs to give away.
That's right.
What we need to know is we haven't worked this out. We need to set a question.
Okay.
I strongly recommend you keep it simple.
Right.
Do you have a question that you can pose to the listeners?
No, not yet.
Shall I do it?
Yes.
Okay, this is a question. This is to win a Dark Shadows T-shirt and two Dark Shadows CDs, both EPs.
Yes.
What were the Dark Shadows known as before they were known as the Dark Shadows? Send your answers to PaulieB at punkyradio.com, titling your email, The Dark Shadows, and we'll read out the winners in a fortnight. Sound like a deal?
Sounds good.
Right, that should have confused you quite a bit there, seeing as we didn't introduce the fact that we were playing that interview through, but I hope you enjoyed it and it was informative, and I hope you also enjoyed Sour Times by The Dark Shadows versus The Quakes, and then got the chance to enter a competition without me mentioning any of it. Oh, the games I play.
Brilliant.
If you want to know what the Dark Shadows were called before they were called the Dark Shadows, I have mentioned it earlier on in this show, and it is fairly obvious. They have shortened the name to the Dark Shadows, there's a clue. What I want to know is, Tony, what is the Dark Shadows MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ Bridget Hanley.
Yes, it is, and there's a clue right there. It's Tony 2, Pauly B and Internet 5. You're listening to the Planet Smashers underneath us right now. And I have some little bits to say. First of all, I want to say thank you very much to Total Talk Nonsense, TTN, because they did say to us a long time ago, didn't they, look, for God's sake, just get a compressor mic.
Yeah.
And then everything will sound all right. And I just never got around to it until everything went so bad I had to. And I got one, and thank you, John, for the suggestions, because I've gone ahead and basically recreated the kind of setup that they've got in their studio with the compressor mic with the pop filter on it. So it's now there. So even though I'm via Skype, so it's not perfect, it should always be all right now. And thank you very much to TTN for that. Also, thank you very much to Bridget Hanley for doing the gig. They were absolutely brilliant. They're now on their way to Zurich.
Oh,
that's
nice.
Right, that's right. This is the order of play for Bridget Hanley and the Dark Shadows: New York, London, Bristol, Hitchin, Zurich. And they've got to go via Ostend. No, they haven't. They've got to go via somewhere in Holland to pick up a bass amp.
Oh, bloody hell.
Because their bass amp's fucked up. They're having a mare. They had to wait. They waited at JFK Airport in New York for 14 hours on a standby that didn't happen. It's only come back the next day, and they got them on the flight the next day. And then they flew into Dusseldorf.
Okay.
Or they flew into Germany somewhere, then picked up the tour van in Dusseldorf, and then had to drive to England to do the gig. And it was just the poor girls. They were absolutely knackered. And their throats are hanging by a thread. Bridget's all right. Fortunately, the lead singer's voice is still very much intact, but the other two, who do backing vocals throughout, have both really strained their voices. And as far as I'm concerned, I mean, I don't care now.
Yeah.
They've done my gig. It don't matter. But yeah, they've got a really brilliant European stretch of the world tour now, and I'm just really pleased with them. Do check out their stuff and do enter the competition. They'll say. Send your emails with the answer to PaulieB at punkyradio.com, titling your email The Dark Shadows. And there are the two EPs and a T-shirt up for grabs. So it's a decent prize. Obviously, it's going to go to someone on the other side of the fucking planet, and it'll cost me a bomb again, but these things happen. So, if you've got nothing else to add, Tone, I'm going to get on with the last song.
Yeah, but the only thing I've got is that I haven't got an Izzatwat. So... I do need them, so if you do have a twat to nominate, do email me tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. Just email me, because I don't like it. I mean, I'm a twat.
You don't like being twatless?
No.
Also, at the very end, I'll tell you about what's going to happen at the very end of the show when we do the last bit. One last track. Now, I have been saying that throughout the show that there is an asymmetry to the show. Now, you might remember that the first half of the show featured the Derellas, the Sawyers family, and the Royal Heist, who are the common link being...
The.
being the. And then we played two bands that started with S, Subanez or Subanay, and Satanic Punk International Conspiracy. One of them had the title Resemblance. The other had the title The Devil Made Me Do It, which was rather like the song before, Dance with the Devil. There was a resemblance between those two. And the last three bands are, and I quote, The 50s High Teens, The Dark Shadows, and this last band, The Mind Stompers. Can you spot the link? It's an asymmetry to the show that I'd wish to say I'd meant it to happen. But it's just how it works out, I'll tell you. There's something weird going on in the Hyman's Lodge, Tony, and it's not what's normally weird going on in here. The Mind Stompers, I actually met one of them at the cycling meeting last year and was handed a CD by the lovely Tabitha. I think Tabitha gave me it. No, it wasn't Tabitha. No, someone else gave me it. Anyway, they gave me this six-track CD that we have played a song off this before, but we're going to play the title track, which, again, it's a little bit asymmetric with the first track, because the first track on this week's show is called Freak Show, and this is called Leprechaun Boogie. Leprechauns are Irish, and the Irish are freaks. So there you go.
Blimey.
Not really. I like Ireland. Don't tell them. So what we'll know is, Danny, what is The Mind Stompers MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheMindStompers.
No, for some reason, even though they are called The Mind Stompers, the MySpace page is MySpace.com/MindStompers. Huh. It's poorly beating the internet. Six, Tony Two, and this is Leprechaun Boogie. That's the Mind Stompers. Do check them out, visit their MySpace. I don't know whether they've recorded any more. I got that a year ago, so I admit I haven't been back to the page because I haven't had time. But anyway, really good band, very promising. And that was all unmastered. That was basically a demo they recorded around the house. It was like really, really good. We've got some things we want you to do this week, not least, you will notice there weren't any MySpace comments this week. We have had a couple, but I just didn't have room in the show to do them. So myspace.com/punkyradio, please do leave a comment for us. It's a great way to get yourself heard on the show. Also, we do, as usual, want to give a shout out to the three internet radio stations that we still are broadcast on. They are
Hussyskunk at hussyskunk.com, Wicked Radio at wickedradio.org, and Roach Radio at somewhere on Facebook, but might be just find myspace.com/roachradio.
At somewhere on Facebook. But yeah, and thank you to all three of those for continuing to broadcast us, because we do appreciate it. Also, we want your podcast alley comments. Do you want to remind them of that?
Yep, we've had 9 this month, so please do get your votes in. Go to punkyradio.com and at the top of the screen, it's important, please vote for his link, hit that and enter your email address and this will get in a comment.
And iTunes reviews, we're desperate for them. Please, if you haven't done already, please do give us an iTunes review. How do you do that, Tony?
Again, go to punkradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. If you hit that, we'll open up our music store page on iTunes where you can log in and review us. 5 stars only, obviously. I read the US ones, Paul reads the UK. And we're all about
I
you.
That's
from reading some, actually.
Yeah. And I didn't do Judgmental this week, but he is in the pipeline. The cinnamon gum has been found. Judgmental will be debating in his own weird way about whether you should have a tattoo or not, whether it's a good thing or not. At some point. And finally, Tony Neese Twat, and when we finish talking it, you're going to hear one final interview that I did with Carly out of the Dark Shadows, the bass player. I was drunk.
Okay.
Right, I'm saying now, I was drunk, right, and I thought it would be really funny. And she didn't pick up on where I was going with it at all, so was understandably surprised when I popped the question at the end of the interview. But when you listen to it, Tony, I hope you like it, mate. Because I listened back to it, I was pissing myself. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.
One last interview to make this evening. I've managed to get Carly, the bass player, from the Dark Shadows here, and I'm going to ask you a few questions now. Are you okay with it?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Of course, yeah. Okay. So, right, what's your favourite colour?
Green.
Green. That's my favourite.
Green bass.
That's actually that is my favourite colour too. And, what star sign are you?
Capricorn.
That, do you know that's my favourite star sign?
No kidding.
Yeah, but I mean, I am Aquarius. I know we're not suited astrologically, but it's still my favourite star sign. What do you prefer, rugby or Aussie rules?
I like the chaoticness of Aussie rules.
So do I.
Yeah.
I agree with you completely.
It's like no offside, so they're all over the joint.
And now, where are you from, Carly?
Sydney.
From Sydney.
Yeah.
So are you a Swans? No, that's... That's a football, isn't it?
I don't really follow any particular teams.
Okay. Do you have a favourite Aussie rules team at all?
Well, my mother grew up in Geelong, so I guess I should say the Cats.
The Cats, so yeah. They're my favourite team too. Would you marry me?
Oh, I'm already engaged to one of the men, but...
It's never going to work.